Hey guys, the Tom and Laura podcast is currently loading. It's driven by Blaze Alexander Ford, Route 45, Lewisburg.
While you guys are waiting for all of the fun, make sure to follow 94KX and Tom and Laura on Instagram. And don't forget, like 94KX on Facebook.
K94KX, Tom and Laura in the morning at 6:14. So it is National Junk Food Day. We laid out the challenge for Laura to find the secret hidden junk food in her house, and she had no problem at all.
I knew right where it was.
You nailed it. So it's not a secret stash your husband puts in the man cave?
Yes, in the man cave.
Oh, it is.
It's his video gaming snacks.
Okay, do tell, what does Keitho eat for video gaming snack time?
Marshmallows.
Marshmallows?
I found a bag.
Shouldn't that be out by the fire pit? I'm just saying.
He likes things that are squishy.
Oh.
Seriously.
He does.
Okay. Which then is followed by, shout out to the best mother-in-law in the world, Bernie. Tasty cake, coffee cake, cupcakes. You know the kind with the crumbs on top?
Do you know what I'm talking about? Let me see the picture. Yes, I do know those cream-filled, delicious, tasty cake coffee cakes.
Yep, with the crumb stuff on top. And then,
classic
crimpets.
Yeah, I see the classics. And what is that down there, a pie? Do I see an apple pie?
Oh, it's the French apple pie, tasty cake pie.
You went to that hypnosis thing with me. I haven't touched a tasty cake since.
I know that they're your favorites.
Listen to this.
I know they are.
It's the sound of me falling off the wagon. Oh, my goodness. So, hey, hats off to Bernie. You know,
She makes sure that we have some junk food every once in a while. Now, my junk food, and she knows this,
is like
is
celery.
Dark chocolate.
Oh.
No.
Celery.
I do like celery juice.
Dark chocolate?
No, it's dark chocolate.
Okay.
So I have a bowl over here of the Ghirardelli, like little squares.
Yes.
And then I have hidden.
Wait,
so
you have
Keith
something hidden?
Eat it. Yes.
What?
Because I have to put it aside.
What?
It's one of those Gertrude Hawk dark chocolate filled with the raspberry stuff. Do you know what I'm talking about?
I just went to the doctor's yesterday. Why are you doing this to me?
I'm so sorry. Just a little piece. As my grandma Washaleski used to say, you just need a little something sweet after dinner.
Yeah.
A little piece.
That's so Coleridge, and it is so true. You just need a little something sweet after
dinner. A little something sweet.
Oh, my goodness.
Just a little something sweet.
It is National Junk Food Day, and for you people that are hooked on the internet, it is National Junk Food Day. Not National Junk Day, because if you Google that, you'll get all those stupid videos. All those stupid videos of guys crushing their junk. It's just...
Yeah, no. This is different.
This is totally different.
Totally different.
I don't know why these videos are so popular. I get man pain, and I can't walk for a couple of minutes every time I see one. So there you have it. National Junk...
Food. Focus on the tasty cakes. Junk Food Day.
94KX with late night TV and a story I didn't want to touch yesterday, but I did have the same punchline. Here's Jimmy Fallon.
A woman was told to leave a Verizon wireless store after she refused to wear a mask. And rather than going quietly, she decided to pee all over the sales floor.
To be fair, Verizon did say they offered streaming anytime, anywhere.
94KX, Tom and Laura in the morning. Allie Stevens is with us this morning. She's got the news coming up, Rob the Sports Center, and your AccuWeather forecast. Some mornings you wake up and you just gotta grab the bull by the horns, right, Laura?
100%.
What does that expression even mean? I don't think it would
be... I think it means seize the day.
Okay. All right, I love seize the day. But grabbing a bull by the horns, it could be kind of dangerous, or am I wrong? You're the animal person.
I wouldn't recommend it.
No, it happened in New Hampshire. A couple of bulls escaped, and the farmer who owned the bulls called the police. And the police showed up, and between the police officers and the farmer, something that happened on Roots 11 and 15 back in the 90s when I was on the air here. There were bulls running down 11 and 15. It was hilarious. But anyway, this happened for real again. And they rounded up the bulls and were putting them on trailers when suddenly, out of nowhere, some rogue cowboy shows up.
The owner was in the back of a pickup truck, tapping on the bucket, and they just slowly brought the truck down the road.
Third party inserted himself into the situation. And he was told to stay back, and he took hold of one of the bull's horns, and he ended up being gored. Multiple people within 5 feet of the two bulls appeared to get ready to attack again, and our officers dispatched the bulls.
To have that happen, it was very sad. It's not what any of us wanted. I know the owner's devastated about
it. Who is this guy? This guy that shows up, and all of a sudden he wants to be a cowboy or something. Like, what the heck?
Wow.
Is this how weird this pandemic is getting? Everybody, stand back. I think so.
I honestly think so.
So sometimes grabbing a bull by the horns is not a good idea. And, for you and I, Lur, we go back to the Breakfast Club.
Don't mess with a bull, young man. You'll get the horns.
Exactly.
One more time. Lur and I love this. One more time.
Don't mess with a bull, young man. You'll get the horns.
94KX, Tom and Laura in the morning at 6:47, a beautiful day. Not exactly beautiful, but a lot less humid. Temperatures today only 87. Isn't that funny just to say that?
Only. It's not going to hit 90, so we're okay.
Yeah, only 87. Here's a topic. Bars, you know, with these new rules, have to close if they don't serve food. So what if you find a way to serve food? The other day I was driving through Northumberland, and, first of all, any bar that doesn't serve food is now considered a dive bar. I don't know if that's the right expression. Some of them are nice places.
I was going to say, a lot of our friends that have craft breweries, for example.
Yeah, they're not dive bars.
Farthest thing from a dive bar.
Yeah.
Seriously.
Now, on the other hand, you know, there are some dive bars, but they're warm and friendly neighborhood bars. You have them all over the coal region, right?
I mean, indeed.
Yeah. So I don't know if the word dive, somebody in the government, the statewide government or whatever, came up with that. And I don't know if that's a good idea. But anyway, I'm driving through Norrie, and there is a bar that is a local and may be considered a dive bar. And they, like, make hoagies in the back. And so they took the signs off the back of the building and they put them on the front. So I thought to myself, that's genius. So now it says, you know, subs, you know, ready to go right next to, you know, tavern or whatever. So, you know, I guess that's a way of getting around it. We have to be creative. And to our friends, and we do have a lot of them, Laura, these brew pubs. Our good friends at Rock God, this may be an idea for you guys at Rock God if you're listening this morning, and I hope you are.
Oh, hey, you know, you can get a hot dog with your beer at Rock God starting this weekend.
So there you go. So they already figured out, because there's a bar in Buffalo that is, they are now offering a dollar menu. Okay. So you can you can have things like, a bag of potato chips, a few grapes, a handful of croutons.
Oh, jeez.
This is all in their dollar menu.
A piece of meat. $1. One piece of our sliced charcuterie meat, chef's choice. So we have 9 French fries, you know, get a couple of laughs, put people in a, you know, good mood. Within the hour, we will have, you know, a brand new dollar menu coming out.
So they have a brand new dollar menu every hour when you go in. So I think that's exciting.
I applaud people's creativity, because you know that I'm an advocate for mask wearing. I think we all need to be incredibly cautious. Mm-hmm. This is a real thing. However, I feel like they're taking some cheap shots at the food and alcohol industry.
I absolutely agree. I absolutely agree. So how about that chef's choice slice of meat?
I'll take a slice of meat. Sounds great.
Rose has its thorn. 94KX, Tom and Laura in the morning at 7:15. That could be my favorite Poison song, between that and Something to Believe in. I love them both. I don't know. What do you think?
I love Poison, and you know that.
Our very own Pennsylvania band. Yeah, Brett Michaels, sure. You got a little bit of a crush on him, but you don't have a favorite? You don't have a favorite?
All right, this is embarrassing. I like Talk Dirty to Me. My favorite song. I love it.
Somehow I knew you would say that, but I didn't necessarily know if you'd say it on the radio.
I don't care. I'll own it. Talk dirty to me. My favorite Poison song. There, I said it.
I'm sure most women agree with you. Okay, here's another one. Your favorite junk food. I bet you can you just give me one? It's so hard to do.
Wine.
Wine is not junk food, my dear.
Okay.
It qualifies as dinner sometimes, but I don't know about junk food. It is National Junk Food Day. And
chocolate chip cookies.
Boom. There you go. Chocolate chip cookies on the list. Google, Zippia.com, search through Google to find out everybody's favorite junk food per state and the most popular junk foods were chips, cookies, and candy bars. Pennsylvania, very close, and check this out. I love it. Very close between candy bars and chips. We got Middlesworth right down the road and Hershey down the road further. So, yeah, there you go. But the favorite in Pennsylvania, candy bars. You might not agree.
But, that makes sense, though.
Yeah, Hershey's so close.
Should we ask Central PA?
Yeah, let's ask them and see if they're closer to Middleburg and Middlesworth chips or... they'd like to take the trip down Harrisburg Hershey Way to grab a candy bar. Either way, you're supporting Pennsylvania, which I think is excellent. But the list is very long. 94KX, Tom and Laura in the morning at 7:48. I don't know if I told you this story, but when I was on vacation a couple of weeks ago, I saw the cutest lemonade stand.
Oh, I love a good lemonade stand.
If, for the people who don't know, I was vacationing on a remote island off the coast of New England, and it had tiny two-lane roads that wound up through the mountains, and the island itself is like 41% uninhabited, so people could hike and bicycle and do all that stuff. So right as you left the residential section of the island and into the uninhabited area, there was a cute little lemonade stand in front of a house, and it was called Last Chance Lemonade. It's not great.
Awesome.
So I had to stop. You know, so I pull over, you know, and it says 50 cents. The kid's like making a killing because all these people are jogging and cycling.
Oh, that's awesome. What a little entrepreneur.
Yeah. And even people that were on the rented scooters and the mopeds and all that stuff, they weren't breaking a huge sweat, but they're like, oh, look at that cute kid. So they're all like, and nobody was dropping 50 cents on this little cup. They're all giving him like dollar bill. Keep the change here, kid. Kid was making a killing.
Good for him. I love the entrepreneurial spirit.
Yeah, so do I. However, there are some kids that are suffering with their annual lemonade stands, and they need maybe a little help, like as in a loan, so their business can continue.
Okay.
Well, you know, the government's not going to do that. They're too busy wasting billions on businesses that don't exist, and people are being found every day with money that they shouldn't have.
True. It's very true.
So enter Country Time Lemonade.
It's lemonade stand season.
Lemonade! Lemonade for sale!
But this year, things are looking dry. And those small business bailouts are going to not-so-small corporations. Big guys muscling little guys out of the way. But now, the smallest of small businesses are about to get some help. Country Time introduces the littlest bailout. Stimulus checks to help kids preserve the values of lemonade stands while putting a little juice back into the economy.
Is this an amazing idea or what?
It's fantastic.
Kids could get up to $100 to help their lemonade stands survive.
I love it.
All you have to do is fill out a form and you can win from Country Time Lemonade. Thank you, Country Time, for doing something just so cool and so simple. Wow.
It makes me thirsty.
Yes, it does make me thirsty for lemonade on National Junk Food Day. But I feel that somewhere, the promotion director at Country Time Lemonade just got a huge bonus. 94KX, Tom and Laura in the morning at 8:14, try it Tuesday. I could smell it from here.
I'm making breakfast.
There you go. With two different locations, Laura gets to use her real kitchen on a Try It Tuesday, which is great. Now, I'm looking at pictures of what you're preparing, and I don't everybody has a different title for this dish. So why don't we talk about it?
I was going to say, so this is called eggs in a basket.
Okay.
Eggs in a hole. Holy eggs. Bird nests.
Right.
What else?
Eggs in a hole.
I'm serious. I think that's the British version.
And then holy eggs sounds like something that's for sale in your church basement every Sunday.
It's
I don't
true.
Know.
Alongside the pierogi.
Now, I'm from the other coal region, Nipa, if you will, and my mom called them bird's nests. So,
Okay.
So
there you go.
So, delicious looking. Tell us the ingredients, please, besides eggs.
It's so easy. It's bread, eggs,
mm-hmm.
cheese.
Are the three things
salt,
you buy
pepper.
When it, wait,
done.
The three things you buy when it's snowing? No, breads, bread.
Pretty much. I mean, just add in milk and you have the trifecta. You can make bird's nests, holy eggs, eggs in the hole, eggs in a basket on one day. And then the next day you can make French toast.
There you go. Try it Tuesday. It happens every Tuesday here. Would it be cool if we could get like a major food supplier to sponsor this?
Yes.
And then the tractor trailer just backs up against your house and dumps the food every week. Wouldn't that be great?
Yes, that would be amazing.
Because you wouldn't have to run to the store at the last minute.
Hey, we weren't going to talk about that.
Oh, that's right. I'm sorry.
Actually, the husband just left for work. Maybe he's listening.
Uh-oh.
Shout out to Keith for going to get the bread.
Wait a minute. You sent Keith out to get the bread? I thought you were going to do it during a long musical break and we were going to talk.
There wasn't enough time. The Sheets is close, man. But that would have been risky. Risky. The husband said, okay, I'll go. But he's the reason why there was no bread this morning.
Now, don't
late
go blaming
at night, sometimes
him.
He gets snacky.
Don't blame him now. Come on.
When I was making my plan, I checked last night. I was like, okay, cool. I have 4 to 5 pieces of bread left. That's great. I'll use those tomorrow and I'll make the husband breakfast.
Okay.
And I woke up this morning and no bread.
He needed a couple sandwiches late night.
He did. He needed a little snicky snack. It's fine.
Sneaky snack. Yeah, there you go.
A sneaky snack. A little sneaky snack.
It is National Junk Food Day today, but last night Keith had a healthy sandwich or two while watching TV or whatever. So you did get that extra ingredient. We're all ready to go, and people could go Facebook Live now, right?
Yes, I'm going to go Facebook Live on the 94KX Facebook page, and this involves no cutting, so it's a kid-friendly breakfast with a hack that makes it oh so easy.
Try it Tuesday with Laura from her kitchen next. 94KX, Tom and Laura in the morning, news, sports, AccuWeather next, top and bottom of the hour, every hour. I guess people are head over heels for Try It Tuesday, correct?
Oh my gosh. The comments were fantastic as I was making Eggs in a Basket, right?
Okay, that's what you decided to call it, right?
Sure, so I call them Eggs in a Basket, but apparently there are about 1,000 other names for this breakfast
item. Give us a sample, because local people and local food are amazing.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, so we have Toad in the Hole.
Toad?
Frog. Yeah, toads in the hole. Frog in the pond.
Okay.
One-eyed jokers. Eggs on a raft. Eggs in a basket.
Okay.
Eggs in a hole.
All right.
Holy eggs.
Holy eggs.
Bird's nests.
Mm-hmm.
And another for the one-eyed joker.
One-eyed joker? How do you get a frog out of an egg? I don't know. Whatever. You guys are great.
I don't know. I think it's hilarious that everybody has a different name for this sort of old-fashioned breakfast food.
Yeah, we tried
it. People have used and made.
Yeah, we tried it on a Tuesday. Hopefully moms out there made it a kids' activity, like you said, as well. That's great.
Yeah, because all you need is a spoon and you get to smoosh the bread. Mm-hmm. Lots of people were commenting, I love to make these with my grandkids. They Aww. Love it. You can make so many different versions. You can add bacon or sausage or whatever. It's great.
I'm so hungry right now. Some of us are at work, like me, just kind of
I'm at work. What
wishing
are you talking
I could
about?
Eat because I don't have a kitchen here. Anyway, if you're at work, consider job interviewing and consider not doing some of the things we're about to mention. According to Reddit, Tom and Laura's top 10 of the day, the top 10 really? Reasons why people failed at a job interview. Number one, a guy applied for a restaurant job but showed up with no shirt or shoes on.
Yeah, that's
not
good.
That's
you just don't do that in an interview.
All right. You want me to run down all of them and you give me a yay or nay or what?
If you want to, or else I can okay. look the list too. Doesn't
all right.
matter.
Yeah, give me number two.
Nope. You can do number two.
Well, there you go. During an interview, a woman was asked how many employees were single. Yay. That's not gonna get you the gig.
Wait. What?
During an interview, the interviewee said, how many people work here are single?
Yeah, that's no.
Number three, no, a guy no, no, in a no. brand new shirt, unironed, forgot to take the pins out and started bleeding.
Oh, no.
Not a good idea.
Number four is epic.
Okay. Go ahead.
A woman asked, does this place have a policy on drugs? Because I really like to have fun on the weekends.
Not going to get you the gig. Number five, a guy's cover letter was blank. It just said cover letter on it. Oh, you're funny.
Uh-huh. That makes sense.
Yeah.
Number Turned six. Out a woman applying for a job had dated one of the interviewers and ghosted them.
Oh, that's
then on
good.
Her way out, she stole a laptop.
Well, that only, yeah, that just gets you there. A guy's resume said he spoke French, but when he was asked about it, he said he could only speak French when he's drunk.
Oh, that's fantastic.
Don't we all kind of speak a little French when we're drunk? It's just slurring
I think
word.
We do.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Number eight, my dear?
A woman wanted to be a police dispatcher, but she had an outstanding warrant. So instead of a job, she got arrested.
You know what? Let's just finish the top 10 with the help of Step Brothers and the internship.
We're not generally comfortable in an office setting, I would say.
I get cooped up.
Not so task-oriented, not a workhorse.
I also get headaches from computers, so I can't be around them for too long.
I take stuff. If you're looking for a Clydesdale, I'm probably not your man.
We're slow learners, and we're not particularly good listeners. That'll be a huge problem.
We're also slow learners.
Please leave this office. We're done with this interview.
Do we get any sort of souvenir?
Get out of my office!
I think I can help in this situation. That interviewer's name was Pam, but they were pronouncing it Pan. So yeah. The Pan situation, I could really help them clear it up.
94 KX, feeling good. You got your Sunday best on. You must have gone to Steiner's. How's that?
Oh, 100%.
See what I did there? Our welcome back gift card blast continues all month long in July as we honor the mom and pop shops that have struggled, trust me, but are now open according to law and following all the rules and mm-hmm, serving mm-hmm. us again. One of those great businesses, Laurie, you know them, Steininger's Laundry and Dry Cleaning.
Mm-hmm. I have to say, not only do I take my dry cleaning there, mm-hmm. I have had several items either mended or tailored.
You know,
I don't think people know that they do that.
You know what? That's a great point. Yeah, it is. Because when your name is, you know, dry cleaning, everybody takes your dry cleaning there. But yeah, you got a little damage in the hem there.
Yes.
A button missing.
I had a gorgeous wool winter coat that the lining was ripping in the sleeves. They've totally replaced it. It is perfect. It is basically brand new.
And you used to live in Lewisburg, so I'm sure you just walked over there, right?
I did indeed.
It's all mm-hmm. good. I love the Steiningers in Sealands Grove just off the strip. Every time I walk in there, the ladies want to talk about the old days when I used to be like their Sunday school teacher. Gosh! That goes
oh,
way back.
Wow.
Or they want to ask me how my kids are doing because they
That's
grew
the
up.
Location I go to now as well.
There you go. Steiningers is open, by the way, Monday through Friday, 8 to 5, Saturday, 8 to 1. And please wear a mask when you come in. Your chance to win a $50 gift card from Steiningers Laundry and Dry Cleaning today after 4 o'clock. When you hear what, Laura?
When you hear that welcome bell.
Just like Grandpa Wascheleski's meat shop back in the day.
There it is.
So listen for the bell with Mark Stevens and get ready to win. 94KX, Tom and Laura in the morning. Chad Evans is next. He woke up in Vegas once, but he'll never tell.
That's because what happens in Vegas stays in Vegas.
Katy Perry, back when she was fun, now she's going to be a mom and she's all serious. But that's all good. It happens to everybody. News is coming up next. And then, Chad, we always like to wrap up the show with a thought for the day, right?
Yes, indeed we do.
All right, what you got today?
It's Ernest Hemingway Day.
Oh, it certainly is. My favorite author of all time. I plan to mark the occasion with a vodka and grapefruit. Or maybe a vodka and 7-Up. Or maybe a vodka.
A little salty dog.
Or vodka and anything, as Hem used to do. Papa Hemingway. Just an amazing guy. Did you notice since vacation I grew my papa beard in?
I did, and I love it.
How about that, huh?
Papa. I like it. You are a little Ernest Hemingway-esque in his later years right now.
Thank you, I think. I hope.
Is that a nod to your favorite author?
Yes, it is. It certainly is. The man was brilliant and just crazy at the same time. He was like a mad scientist of literature. And that's why I love him so.
Oh, Tom, you're like the mad scientist of radio. Look at you.
I've been called worse. Okay. Our thought for the day today. Laura's thought for the day from Ernest Hemingway.
Yes, indeed. Of course it is a quote from Ernest Hemingway. Now is no time to think of what you do not have. Instead, think of what you can do with what there is.
You are amazing the way you find these things. Especially in these crazy times, yeah.
Well, also, Ernest Hemingway, a lot of his quotes are really depressing.
So, considered the day and age, right?
I had to sift through some to find a little positivity, because we try to keep it positive.
There it is. Have a good day, everybody.
Bye, guys.